Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Sean Wells. Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. So, hey, Danny, there's no wine opener in this building.
Yeah, it's a sad story.
Just by the way, sad story. We're going to make, can I say that? We were going to make sangria. Am I in trouble for saying that? Because I did, I probably should have.
No.
Yeah, we were going to make sangria, okay? You saw all the chips and salsa and all the stuff. I went to True Foods and got some of their nice avocado guacamole.
I had
guacamole.
True Foods for lunch yesterday.
And did
I
you?
Had a, I had their sangria.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, well,
it
that's
was
what,
so good.
Except, so I bought my own wine because I didn't want to put, they can't send alcohol out the door in a drink
right.
like that to go. And I knew that from being in the restaurant business. And so I went and got the wine separately. And we can't, and then I had a wine, I carry a wine opener in my car just because you never know if you go to a party and like they don't have a wine opener. It's just a good thing. Or if you go on a picnic, you want to have a wine opener, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I think I have an envelope opener that might. Seriously.
Yeah, no, I was trying. Well, I used to. I got one of my mascaras and a napkin. I said, Sean, with your big muscles, push it down, like do it the other way, you know?
Let me look in my studio.
Somehow you're going to hold on to the cork and I'm pulling the bottle down.
No. I want you to use my Sicily mascara in Navy to take, because it fits perfectly in the top of the cork, and use your muscles. As a man, to push the cork down in instead of pulling it out. And so, I mean, it's kind of funny how people will be very resourceful. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Of course.
I honestly think I've done that before. I've shoved it in there.
Oh, no, I have.
Yeah.
I think with a butter knife, though, but then you know, which is fine because then you break up the cork a little bit.
Yep.
Then you can just pour it through a strainer. It's not a big deal.
You know, figure it out.
Till you get all the cork out.
It's just fiber.
You're making me think of that SNL skit about the cork. Let me say this right: the cork suckers.
Oh
boy! I don't think I've seen that one.
That was so funny. Oh my gosh! And Danny,
we'll
where are you?
It.
What are you doing in there? Are you looking for?
He's fielding a call from the FCC right now.
Oh, there you go.
Hello?
That's right.
FCC?
Yes. Because you know what? And what's a great thing to do on the weekends is to bath your dog. And we've got Maura Davies on the line from the
SCC. Is it bath your dog or bathe your dog?
Well, that's a good question. Let's ask Maura.
Oh, jeez.
So, Maura.
You need wine?
I haven't. You know why I'm so happy? Because I got a good night's sleep. Seriously. And I'm telling you that hemp extract really, really works. And especially.
She's been axing questions all day long.
Well, Maura, so let's talk about bathing dogs. I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. Maura Davies is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. So let's talk about this. Springtime does tend to be a time where we start to bath our dogs more, right? Because during the winter, yeah. I mean, you bath them, but not as much.
Exactly. And I'm so happy to be talking about this today. It's whether it's raining or not raining, chances are in all the different areas, there's probably going to be mud. And when your dog gets muddy, you don't want to just have a muddy dog all the time. So rubbing them down with a towel is just not enough to keep them from tracking mud everywhere, then it's really important to bathe your dog. I say bathe. Some people say bath. I think it's a tomato-tomato thing, honestly.
How should I go about bathing my dog if he's muddy and he absolutely hates baths? Because that's the worst.
Yes, it can be really stressful. Make sure you just give a whole lot of treats and a whole lot of love. That's the best thing.
The two hardest parts for my dog is one, like the tears they get around the eyes and just cleaning that up without getting anything in their eyes. That's one, because that can get like so crusty and kind of gelatinous and all that stuff.
Well, and what about cats? Cats don't like to be bathed. But
yeah,
of course,
that's true.
They really don't.
Well, the other thing I was going to say is in the paw, like when the mud kind of dries in the paw, like sometimes I think it actually can get painful. It can kind of get like stuck in there, like, and it get hard, almost like hardens like a rock, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, like,
and then
hence
kind
your
of
point.
Digging that out.
And a lot of times the mud does have rocks in it or fine pebble and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's important too, isn't it, Maura?
Definitely. And also if you have a dog, not only they're dirty, or if they have longer fur, adding water to that can sometimes make mats worse and tangles. Mm-hmm. So it's always best for that reason, for the tangles and any other debris that might be in your pet's paws. Of course, anytime there's debris, get it out of there. It can cause serious irritation up to injury. And so brush them, get all that yucky stuff out from between their toes, and make sure you're cleaning their ears regularly, especially if you have a dog that mm-hmm. has floppy ears. They're way more prone to getting ear infections, and you don't want water to linger in there. So it may be a good thing to ask your veterinarian if your floppy ear dog needs special ear care, because my golden retriever did.
Right. With the long ears, mm-hmm. they can't get the breeze in there to dry the air out mm-hmm. naturally. That's for sure. Well, you know, and should you start young with a dog, you know, like start just like a baby, you know, getting them used to, you know, being clean and taking a bath daily. Of course, you can't do that with a dog. I mean, I guess you could if you had the time. But is it best to start when they're puppies?
You know, it is, but old dogs can absolutely learn new tricks. And so it's important to make the process pleasant for them. So mm-hmm. if they have a really hard time during bath time, take a look at your situation and see if there's something you can change. Like if you're bathing them in the bathtub in the house, maybe that's terrifying for them.
Yeah.
Maybe they like playing in the hose outside in the backyard, and on a nice day, not when it's super cold and certainly not like in the blazing sun.
Right.
Make sure that the water temperature coming out of that hose in the backyard is a good temperature that you feel that's not going to burn you, because then no one is burned. And try the hose. Some dogs really like a gentle, not hard, like don't spray
right.
them at the full capacity. But a lot of dogs that are freaked out by the bathtub really like being bathed with a hose outside. So just see what your dog is most comfortable with. And yep. you're right about cats. Cats are going to be really tricky.
Well, let me go back to what you were saying about mm-hmm. dogs. Well, this just goes for mm-hmm. all animals, actually. But,
yes.
you know, while you were speaking, I was thinking about, you know, even myself or friends that I've watched give a bath. I think it's so important to be mindful to not get angry when they're fearful and you're in a hurry mm-hmm. and you're wanting to control them. They're shaking all over. Just be mm-hmm. kind. Be really kind to them. And the whole process will go so much better.
It's so true. They absolutely sense how we're feeling. And if we're anxious and angry, they're going to feel worse.
Yeah. And don't do it when you're in a rush, because that just makes it worse.
Well, doing the cup like method, like kind of like you do with a baby, can be nice
absolutely.
Sometimes.
That I
can
actually
kind of slow down the whole process.
For those pets that are totally freaked about everything, they're actually pet bath wipes that you can buy. And that can do good. That can do well in a pinch.
Yeah, in a pinch. But cats, is it true that they can, you don't have to bath them, that they can clean themselves, and that's the reason they naturally don't like water? It's almost innate in them to avoid water. Yes? No?
You know, it can be. There are certain cats out there that love water, though. I mean, I don't know if anyone is as weird as me and you let your cat come in, if they are banging down the door to get in the bathroom if you're in the bath, and they want to come and walk around the outside of your bathtub. But they don't necessarily want to get in it.
Yeah.
Some cats actually want to get in the bathtub. So it kind of depends on your individual cat. Cats sometimes might need a bath depending on what they have going on. Cats do so much grooming, though, that a lot of times it may not be necessary. And so those grooming wipes can come in real handy if you keep ahead of it. But it really does depend on your cat and your cat situation. But, again, be really gentle with your cat. Consider, you know, bathing them in a shallow tub in the sink if you need to bathe them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put the running water on. Have it at a really nice, warm, lukewarm temperature, so that there's no weird noises that might get them skittish and freaked out. And just try to go easy as you can. Have all your supplies ready, of course,
right.
for a cat or a dog. So
be
everything's
ready.
Right there close to hand.
Yeah, be ready and be kind, right?
Be kind, yes, be ready, be kind, and remember that a lot of animals really love a gentle, low-heat blow dryer after their bath. It's almost like a little spa experience for them.
All right, and Maura, if you would remind our listeners how important it is to spay and neuter and what the numbers are.
You know, it's incredibly important to spay and neuter your pets. It's one of the biggest ways to help put an end to pet homelessness. So there are actually, the numbers have been going down over the last 10 years in terms mm-hmm. of the number of millions of animals that are euthanized in this country every year. The only way that every animal, every dog and cat in this country can have a home is that if every person adopted 7 pets a day, every single day of their lives. So get out there, spay and neuter your pets. Make sure that they see the veterinarian, that they're cared for, love them, and they will give you so much love in return, you won't even believe it.
All right, Maura Davies, she is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We have an amazing show coming up. Do you know what biofilm is? I didn't. You're going to find out. And we've got Sean Wells. Do you know what brain-derived neurotropic the factor is? I didn't know that. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, Dr. Mike Fenster. We're going to talk about food and sex. Stay tuned.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300 or visit her at LynnRobertsMD.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Dr. Fenster, a little of that Metallica. Hey, Dr. Fenster, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I got to tell you, I love Maura to death, and absolutely nothing sets the romantic mood better than, you know, following her with the image of wet and dog, you know, in the air. So,
well, can't you make
that just sets the table perfectly?
Well, it actually it does. What a romantic thing to do, to give the dog a bath together and get all wet together, and then
sure, if it's Lady and the Tramp, but
yeah, no. Yeah, and then you go over to the little red and white checkerboard table and you sip wine and eat spaghetti, right?
Right. Don't forget the meatballs. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, that's
yes.
Right. Well, veggie balls for me over here in the veggie ball section. All right, Dr. Fenster, for
gives new meaning to the word doggy style.
Oh my gosh, Danny, you did not do that. Oh my, that was a good one though, Danny. Pat on the back there. Oh my gosh, so those of you listening that don't know who Dr. Mike Fenster is, he is America's culinary interventionalist. He is an affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He's a board certified cardiologist and the author of the books, The Fallacy of the Calorie, Why the Modern Western Diet is Killing Us and How to Stop It, as well as his most recent release, Ancient Eats, and they are both currently available to order at chefdrmike.com. That's chefdrmike.com, and I ordered mine on amazon.com. Like,
we have both of them?
Yeah, yeah. We even have we started doing a little store there on amazon.com. I'll tell everybody about it a little bit later, and all the proceeds are going to go to the SPCA.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and so stuff that you would normally buy, just things that I actually buy buy and use myself. And so, yeah, I thought it was a good little thing to do. But Dr. Fenster, today we are talking about food and sex. So let's talk about it.
Well, you know, it starts, you know, I've often said that the history of food is the history of humanity. And of course, you know, the history of sex and civilization is also the history of humanity. And they're inextricably linked, you know, in our brain, in that pleasure sort of basal animal parts of our brain. And what people really don't often appreciate is, you know, because so often when we get dietary advice, it's so cerebral, isn't it? It's like, you know, count the carbs and avoid this and avoid that, and there's so much thinking that goes on, yet they all fail. And one of the reasons, there's a lot of them, but I think one of the primary reasons that it fails is because we're really, you know, trying to cerebrally control what is, you know, a very base instinct, and it's wrapped up in emotion and memory and sex and all those places. They cohabitate in our brain. They're all roommates. And so, you know, you're sort of trying to deal with one and not appreciating, I think, the broad impact of the other. And unlike, you know, food is very sensual, and I mean that in the sense, both sensual in that sense and the off-color sense and the adult version, but also in that it plays on all our senses. It's tactile.
I was just going to say that. I'm a tactile eater. Like, I pick up my green beans with my fingers, and I eat them by hand. I'm very tactile. I love my bread and all that stuff, where it's in my hands.
I was thinking of, I think it's 9.5 weeks, right, with Mickey Rourke and
Kim Basinger. Oh, my God, that's a great movie. Yeah.
That's, when you say food and sex, I think that's kind of iconic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it really is. And I want to go, you know, I'm going to draw a little distinction, and we usually use the terms interchangeably, but I think for today it's important. So we talk about, you know, you hear the sizzling of the pan, you know, and you cue in and it starts to get you hungry. You see the food before you eat it. It starts to get all those hormones released and neurological impulses, you know, going, preparing you for dinner. You, as you said, you feel the food. You feel the texture in your mouth and you taste it. And all those combine into what we would call the flavor experience. So taste being, you know, what is sort of limited to the tongue and that area, but flavor being what we experience. And the big part of flavor, 85% of that is smell. And, well, where does smell differ from all the other five senses? Unlike the other senses where we receive the input, they go into a portion of the brain, they're processed, and then it's delivered. You look at something and your brain interprets what you're looking at and it sorts it out for you. Smell, if you can imagine it, the olfactory bulbs are basically an outgrowth of the brain into the environment. So where there's 5 to 7 steps for you to comprehend a sound like Metallica, say, hey, that's Metallica, all right, I'm ready to rock and roll. You know, when you see something, you say, oh, you know, that's a chocolate cake. What comes to mind for me is Bill Murray and Caddyshack. Oh, it's just a Baby Ruth. You know, before you can recognize those things, it's 5 to 7 steps, except for the sense of smell. It's about 2.
Well, so, let me ask you this. I think it's important for anybody out there who's like building a new home or something like that, or looking for a home, that the place in the home where you cook is very important, that the refrigerator and the prep area and the stove are all in close proximity. Is that how you cook as well? And that way, when you're cooking, I'm thinking you do too, Dr. Fenster. I know I do. I engage in music and wine and conversation as I'm cooking for whoever it is, and they're in my kitchen and we're just having a grand time, really, seriously. And sometimes, of course, that's not sexual because it might be your children, but when it is, you know, your partner or something like that, it can be incredibly romantic.
Well, it is, and you really hit on something that I try to emphasize in Ancient Eats, and we cover the ancient Greeks as one culture and society, and we cover the Vikings as sort of a very different culture and society, but, you know, what themes are consistent through there that made those civilizations so very successful for such a very long time. And really, you know, you go to their food, and of course, they ate fresh food. It was nutritious food. It was real food. But in a broader sense, you bring up what I call the food experience. And so, you know, it's sort of, you talk about, and this came out recently in the Harvard Happiness Study, which was composed of two different studies. And actually very interesting because it's, I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's gone on for about 75 years.
Yes, it's the one where they didn't include any women. I know it really well.
They have now. Well, generation, they did.
Right. But part of this was that, unfortunately, and they should do one with inclusive of women, but for longitudinal purposes, it was started, way back when.
Right, when women didn't matter as much.
So it's a historical artifact, I think, of the study. You know, but nonetheless, I think in many ways what men and women view and internalize and things that make them happy, can be transferable to a large degree between the sexes. And what they found is that it didn't matter your social status, it didn't matter how much money you made, what job, but the relationships, and particularly the strong, loving relationships, are what brought happiness. To quote one of the study senior researchers, sort of, great loving relationships, love is happiness, full stop, end of story.
Absolutely.
And that is, I think, is what is missing in so many of our food experiences, like so much of our modern life, because of the times we live in, and by some necessity and some choice, we've made sacrifices in the name of convenience.
Absolutely.
Our food experience is one of them. And the food experience is really a mechanism that you hit on, because we have to eat every day, that we can kind of capture some of that back, kind of reclaim our humanity that we've sacrificed for convenience and technology. And what is that? What I mean by that, I mean essentially recapture some of those relationships.
Well,
at the end of the day, that's happiness.
Well, and that's how you do that with a rich quality of life. I'm going to quote Sandra Bron Chapman. She's a PhD and founder and director of the Center for Brain Health here in Dallas, Texas. And I just read this morning, and I thought it was so profound. And it's short. It just says, she's talking about our brain's health needs attention now, and talks about, like it or not, experts agree that there's a limit to how long humans can live. A new study that appears in Nature hypothesizes that the limit is 125 years, and she writes, whether it is 125 or something greater is only an auspicious feat if those years are spent enjoying a rich quality of life that includes family, friends, and fulfilling activity. And when I read that, I immediately thought about cooking for my family.
Quality over quantity.
Yes, quality over quantity. And I just thought it was so profound. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and that is exactly what the Harvard Happiness Study researchers, they said. It's not the number of relationships. So folks out there, close the Facebook. It's not about how many friends you have. It's about the quality of, the real relationships. And when you look at a similar study that was done, in part supported by National Geographic, and Dan Buettner, I believe, is the guy who headed that up and wrote a couple books on it called The Blue Zones, where he looked at where people not only lived long, but lived well. So these are nonagenarians, 90 and centenarians, 100-year-old people who are walking around, they're functioning, they're guarding, et cetera. They may do it a little slower, but they've got their faculties. The consistency across, one of the consistencies across, whether it was Okinawa in Japan or Italy, in Central America, wherever it was what you said, which was the strength of these relationships, the strength of the community. They didn't have to be a huge number of connections, but it was very strong. And I think we've really lost that. And part of the ill health we see is attributable not only to the poor diet that we have. I think there's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
We can all agree on that. But also on the dearth and to a large degree the degradation of that food experience. So it's important that we recapture both, and that's how we start to change society, right? So if you and I have that great dinner and we have a friendship and we have a fellowship and we invite Sean and Danny over, and then those two go out and then they have it with somebody else and saying, wow, this food is really great. That's how we impact and we change, because we have to integrate to evolve forward.
Well, and I encourage everyone to go to your blog or your website at chefdrmike.com and read the rest of it, because you talk about food and sex are linked as a pleasurable emotion, but this is important. It is why the rigors of diet restriction and deprivation so ultimately fail. Read about it in Dr. Fenster's blog. Thank you so much, Dr. Fenster. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Same here. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Sean Wells, and Amy Valpone. So I found out about Amy when I was reading Naturally. It's a great magazine that's out there. And Amy is a best-selling author of Eating Clean, The 21-Day Plan to Detox, Fight Inflammation, and Reset Your Body. She's a celebrity chef and motivational speaker and a detox expert. So excited to have you on the line with us, Amy. How are you doing today? Yep. Okay. Danny, we lost her. What a great opening, too. I hate when that happens. Okay, so, well,
her story is super interesting, though. I want her to tell us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know why. I guess you guys couldn't hear me. I was trying to say hi.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sometimes that just happens. Technical difficulties.
Thanks for having me. Yes. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I saw this article and I'm like, what in the HE double hockey sticks is biofilm? I've never heard that term before. So I am going to let you tell our listeners your story.
Definitely. So my story is pretty complex and long, so I'll try and fit it into, you know, as short as I can. But let's see, I went through 10 years of chronic illness. I mean, everything you can pretty much imagine. And it started in my early 20s. I was just working in Manhattan, and my legs started swelling with about 40 pounds of fluid every day.
Wow.
And long story short, after seeing over 500 doctors, going out to Mayo Clinic, getting a bone marrow biopsy, thinking that I possibly had leukemia, then living at a cancer hospital here in New York City, again thinking I had leukemia, and just doing biopsies and tests and, I mean, everything. I'm sure, you know, you've heard the stories before, and they can't find anything wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And so it got to this point where it was so bad. I was on disability from my corporate job at the time, and I ended up getting C. diff colitis, which is deadly. And so I was given 24 hours to live, and as I lay there in my hospital room, with this morphine dripping into my arm, I said to myself, if I survive, I'm going to figure out how to heal myself and dedicate the rest of my life to doing this. And so obviously I survived.
Yeah.
And so I ended up quitting my corporate job and learning how to heal myself throughout the last 10 years through everything from energy work and functional integrative medicine and getting to the root cause of what was going on. So the things that Western medicine had missed, which Western medicine is wonderful for, you know, breaking an arm, a heart attack, traumatic issues. But, you know, I had heavy metals and mold and Lyme disease and, you know, all these things started coming up that Western medicine
doesn't have the test to test for. And
right.
So my whole body had started to shut down. I mean, my liver, my gut, my hormones. I had lost my period for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was pretty crazy. And so I just dove into this and had to learn how to really heal myself through food and through detox, which is, you know, a term that a lot of people misuse. Everyone
yes.
thinks detox is like going on a juice cleanse.
Right.
And that's not at all. I've never done a cleanse. I've never dieted or counted calories. And so in my book and on my website, thehealthyapple.com, I talk about detoxing is about getting the bad stuff out of your body, you know, which we're going to talk about in a second, and putting the good stuff in. So an easy way to detox is like eating organic. And why is that detox? Because if you're not eating organic, you're eating, you know, growth hormones and antibiotics and pesticides and, you know, herbicides and all these toxins that you're taking in on a daily basis that your liver then has to process, along with, you know, the chemicals in your tap water and car pollution and, you know, all the toxins in your toothpaste and your shampoo. And so detox, to sum it up, is really about lessening your body burden of toxins on a daily basis. And so that's where this whole biofilm comes in that we were talking about earlier.
Yes. So what is biofilm?
So, you know, it's really tricky. And so no one ever told me what biofilm was. And I had a good friend who lives here in Manhattan, and she had healed her kids from autism. And she had said, you know, have you ever heard of biofilm? I had to remove it, you know, get rid of it in my children to help them heal. And I said, no, no one's ever talked to me about that. And so I went on this huge research, kind of just months of doing research on it. And I found a woman who I actually talked about in that article with Danny Seo magazine. And her name was Jerry Brewster, and she's amazing. And she ended up bringing me through this whole protocol. And biofilm, you know, it's a really complex topic. So think of biofilm as like this sticky glue substance, kind of like jellyfish. And so it cannot be seen by the human eye, but it allows bacteria to replicate and thrive in a protected environment. So it coats surfaces of pretty much everything you touch. So your laptop, your shower curtain, your tile in your shower, your baby's rattle, like your water bottle, your yoga mat, all that stuff. So as like a normal society, we're all brought up like fearing bacteria and using these like antimicrobials to get rid of all this,
right,
you know, non-beneficial bacteria. But the problem is these microbes continue to thrive. And so the non-beneficial bacteria communities increase despite all these antimicrobial treatments. And so aside from these external biofilms, we have biofilms internally, like in your GI tract, if you were on antibiotics or if you took steroids, eating a high carbohydrate diet, eating a lot of sugar. So this leaves us then with this overgrowth of this non-beneficial bacteria and yeast. And so I had all these symptoms in my body, from elevated liver enzymes, like in the 400s, the normal
is
like
30,
chronic muscle pain and all this stuff. And it ended up being yeast in my body, even though I had no sign of yeast anywhere. No yeast infection, nothing in my mouth, nothing anywhere. It was hidden in this biofilm. And so the craziest thing is that no Western doctor ever believed, after I went back and told them,
yeah,
is that once we killed the yeast and this bad bacteria, my liver enzymes normalized, my thyroid normalized, and everything else started to normalize in my body and my gut. And so it's just amazing because no one thinks of yeast in the body unless there's some sort of sign of yeast.
Right,
and
like stuff. A yeast infection or something, you know.
Exactly, and I had never had one. So whenever doctors asked me, I was like, no, you know. So it gets hidden in this biofilm. And so everybody can expect to have some amount of biofilm in the body, but it's just a matter of like whether it's running interference with your gut function or impacting your immune system. So, for example, say you have Lyme disease or, you know, SIBO, which is small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, or eczema or psoriasis on your skin, you know, or some kind of like recurrent infections from superbugs or something like that, then you're likely to have this biofilm situation. And so if you've taken antibiotics or steroids like I was on for years, again, or if you're eating that, you know, high carbohydrate diet or high sugar diet, you probably have it. But the tricky thing is these, you know, a lot of doctors don't know what it is. They don't know how to treat it, and they don't know what to do. And so you have to be treated from it with a functional or integrative medical doctor. And so I go into great detail about that in my book, as well as on my website. So really, you know, anytime you're on antibiotics or steroids or you have any of those kind of symptoms that I discussed earlier, you know, really to get to the root cause of it, you've got to break through that jellyfish biofilm and kill that bacteria that's stuck in there. Because what happens is, say you have Lyme disease.
I want to give your book a shout out. I want to give your book a shout out real quick because I know we're going to run out of time. I want you to continue talking. But the name of the book is Eating Clean, The 21-Day Plan to Detox by Amy Valpone. That's V-A-L-P-O-N-E. And continue on, Amy, but I wanted to get that out.
Thank you. So what I was just saying is you could have, you know, Lyme disease, and so the bacteria could be stuck in the biofilm. And so the antibiotics you take are not, they're making you feel better and you get better to a point, but you're not getting better completely. Same thing with any of these other symptoms like psoriasis, eczema, because the bacteria is stuck in this, think of it as jellyfish. And so you have to break through that jellyfish, kill the, you know, break through that biofilm and then kill that bacteria that's stuck in there. And so this is why a lot of people get false negatives on tests, because, you know, it doesn't show up in your body because it's stuck. The bacteria is stuck in this biofilm.
This is this is fascinating stuff. Absolutely fascinating. I hate to cut you off, but we're going to have to go to break. I hope that you'll come back because you have so much to share with our listeners.
Thank you. I would love to. Thank you for having me.
All right, Amy. Well, hopefully next week we'll clear a spot. You can come back on because I didn't get to ask you like 100 questions that I have for you.
I would love to. I really would. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so that's Amy Valpone. She is the author of the best-selling book, Eating Clean, The 21-Day Plan to Detox, Fight Inflammation, and Reset Your Body. You are listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Radio. This is Bernadette and Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Sean
Let's
Wells.
Go.
Did you like the way I did that?
Yeah.
Let me do the whole introduction like that. Oh my gosh. Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He's also a registered dietitian and a master of public health. He is a wealth of information. Love having him on the show.
I'm a blitzkrieg bopper.
You're a blitzkrieg bopper. All right. Well, you know, I love what we're talking about. I really, really do. All this science. I've always loved science. And today we're talking about BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. The shouldn't it say the brain-derived neurotrophic factor?
Sure.
I guess. Well, whatever. Anyway.
So what is BDNF besides a series of letters, and why are biohackers excited about it? And for that matter, what are biohackers?
Right. So biohackers are guys like, you probably heard of Dave Asprey, like Bulletproof yep. Coffee, and Ben Greenfield. He's like one of the top fitness guys. And it's these guys that are like Tim Ferriss as well. Mm-hmm. Some of them are athletes. Some of them are like Silicon Valley guys, but they're all like trying to figure out like what's the ways like we can push the limits. And they're the guys that are saying that like it's really important to do, you know, sun gazing and to do a mindful meditation and to, you know, take certain supplements or like these MCTs with your coffee or coconut oil and, you know, these ketogenic diets. And a lot of this stuff is like actually coming out of like these discussions, like how do we push the limits? And it's not just, you know, food and drugs and supplements. It is things like journaling, mm-hmm. you know, like it's
simple
again, like,
stuff.
Yeah, like mindful meditation is so different. I was talking to, this is kind of like a bit of a diversion, but like my grandfather used to say, you know, this too shall pass. You
oh,
know
no,
what I mean?
That's good advice.
And that's
so true.
It's good advice, but like so if you read about Stoics, it's kind of a different mindset where you actually appreciate the place you're in instead of saying like, I'll get to a better place eventually. You appreciate the place you're in and you try and find peace in that place.
Right. Gratitude. Gratitude is so important.
And that's, so that's like mindful meditation and like Stoicism and, anyway, so that's
Is this whole thing, this whole frontier is started with nootropics, which
right.
is nootropics
yes. uh-huh.
are
exactly.
supplementations of
yes.
brains that are excuse me, supplements the that are targeted
increased
for
cognition.
The brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, and I think, I personally mm-hmm. use Alpha Brain
right.
By Onnit.
Yeah. Aubrey and, Marcus,
yep.
CEO
yep.
down in Austin.
Yep, yep. And I think Joe Rogan is even
mm-hmm.
a part
yep.
owner in that
yes.
company too. Yep. And they're all floaters as well.
Uh-huh.
And if you're not a floater, then you should be.
Right, right.
But I don't even have a float spa right now. I'm waiting to reopen it. So looking for a place still. But so let's talk about this. So
right. So BDNF is that brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So neuro meaning brain, trophic means to grow or enhance. And of course, factor means it's just like a peptide in the body. So like a protein. And it's in this classification of neurotrophins. And so what it does is create new brain cells or helps maintain existing ones. And so obviously that's important, like as we age and as we want to maximize our brain, like you were just talking about
mm-hmm.
being in that category of nootropics. So you
right.
want to maximize BDNF. It's like we've identified this protein that's so key. Like, so obviously it's something we want more of. To flip that switch
absolutely.
And have more BDNF.
But you still can't take BDNF and not take care of the rest of your body.
Exactly.
You know, you still, it's part of the whole package, being
totally
vigilant
is.
About what you think, what you breathe, what you put in your mouth.
Totally
period.
Is. Totally is.
Okay,
yep.
So what else? Is it just intelligence that this helps with? What about depression? Because I take a nootropic, New Mood, again,
yep.
made by Onnit brand.
Yep.
I don't take it all the time, but when I do get a little depressed, which, by the way, can be caused just by something as simple as being deficient in vitamin D. I was reading about it again. I reiterated it to me last night. And so everything is important, like we're saying, taking care of the whole body. So it's like I just said. Okay, so is it just intelligence that this helps with?
No, it is.
What
it
about
is,
depression?
It is definitely depression, and it also helps with things like fluid intelligence. So, you know, as we get older, like we actually do get smarter. You know, you always hear like that, oh, well, you get dumber as you get older. It's not true.
No,
like
it's
actually
not.
Crystallized intelligence, it's you know, like the shortcuts that like over time, your brain like becomes hardwired to do like faster and faster shortcuts,
mm-hmm.
and that's great in some things, like the fastest way to get to work. But if you're to try to like as you get older to learn new things, the fluid intelligence,
mm-hmm.
that's harder, and like so it's easier for younger people. But what BDNF does is give you neuroplasticity. So like that means that your brain can remodel faster and easier. And so it allows you to have more fluid intelligence. And so this helps with not only things potentially like, one, maximizing your intelligence, but two, like traumatic brain injury, like things like concussions, but also depression, where your, you know, certain areas of your brain become less flexible and can shut down. So like this neuroplasticity would help in those cases. So where there's maybe like clinically where there's psychological trauma like PTSD, that maximizing your BDNF would help with the recovery.
Well, and when you were talking, I thought about the Center for Brain Health again. I was at one of their lecture series last year, and I remember Dr. Chapman, PhD, she is Sandra Bond Chapman. She was talking about multitasking and mm-hmm. how you shouldn't, and I always joke about it with Danny. I always say, Danny, you shouldn't multitask. It causes shrinkage. But it does. It shrinks your brain. You have to be, mindfulness is very powerful. It is very powerful at building your brain power. And so what are some of the daily habits that we can do to maximize our BDNF without surgery or some extreme medication?
So you actually alluded to it before. It's funny that that a lot of these things, as I go down this list, you're going to say, well, those are things that are just good for my body in general. And yep.
Body-mind connection.
That's it. So yeah. Exercise, deep sleep, meditation, psychedelics. They are finding more and more.
Yes.
That psychedelics help with this neuroplasticity. And one of the greatest neurohacks that a lot of these guys are doing right now is low dose or micro dose LSD.
I know. Well, so it's, Dr. Dan Engel, he's yeah. friends with all those guys down in Austin. Yep. In fact,
they're
he might even be part
Silicon
owner
Valley,
of Onnit.
It's huge. Like well, for creative, what they call the new term in Silicon Valley is the flow state.
Right.
And that's where you're in your creative center. And what you're talking about, multitasking actually just means kind of ADHD. And, mm-hmm. and you're kind of like when you're the jack of all trades, you're the master of nothing.
Right. Absolutely.
So you're not in the flow state. And when you're in the flow state, it's when you're focused, you're kind of you've got your chi, your zen, you're going and you're just dead on it. And you're just in your mode. You're creative. You're at your best.
Well, and that's what the hemp extract does for me. I'm telling mm-hmm. you, because we were talking about it this mm-hmm. morning before we, you know, went live. I said, I just feel amazing when I take that
Certainly.
Stuff. I get into the flow and like nothing
yes.
bothers me.
Well,
and
I'm
it's because of the endocannabinoid system that's in the brain
right.
and the body that no one yeah. is even educated about.
I'm wondering, Sean, are we absolutely. Talking about synthetics or are we talking about like mushrooms and hemp?
Mushrooms, yeah. But obviously there's ways that, you know, like.
Is this an LSD? That's synthetic,
yes.
isn't it?
No, yes, it is. Lysergic acid is, but it like a lot of these things are sourced originally from the psychedelic mushrooms.
Okay.
So
right,
absolutely.
Which has got the what's the other? There's a
psilocybin.
Couple of psilocybin. Yeah. And then what's the other one? The I'm trying to think of
ayahuasca.
Name. Ayahuasca. That's what Dr. Dan Engel, he is
yeah.
one of the leading doctors. He's a PhD and
right.
a neuroscientist, been on the show several times. Great guy. He is one of the leaders
right.
on the research on psychedelics it's, being
yeah,
the new frontier to cure mental illness
right.
or even alcoholism, all these things that we as humans suffer with.
See, Timothy Leary was right.
there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
So actually, like, if you're interested in that ayahuasca, like, which is super fascinating.
Tim Ferriss has done ayahuasca.
Yeah.
He
so if you
about
watch
it.
On Netflix, there's a documentary called DMT, The Spirit Molecule. And it's all about that. And if you want to learn about it, it's fascinating.
It
stuff.
Is fascinating. That's a great one. Actually, yeah. somebody sent me the link a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to watch it this weekend. Everyone out there loved the show today. I hope you did, too. Got a lot of powerful information out there. And it's so important. It is. I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsors because these are companies that are like-minded, like all the ones that we mentioned. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, Sun Warrior, a fine company, Charlotte's Web, who makes the hemp extract that I take daily, Crazy Water, I get my minerals in my water, so important for my body and my brain, and Squatty Potty because you know what? You have to eliminate properly. All right, everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.